T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boo! Who's scared yet? Anybody scared? I'm scared. I'm listening to myself and I'm scared already. We got what's going on with the Browns right now. I hate to start the day like that because it's one of those days. But Jeff's off today. I'm Andy Baskin. Across from me is my good friend Dan Menigan. He is sitting in today. Mackenzie's in with us today, too. One of those hot rumors that hit early in the week about disgruntled, not happy, has a little legs to it this morning. We're going to get into that here in a few moments. We're going to talk to Jimmy Watkins from Cleveland.com coming up at noon. And, of course, our good friend Tim May. You know what makes me happy? The Buckeyes make me happy. And we'll see how happy they make everybody tomorrow when they take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. We'll be joined by Tim May from the Tim May Podcast with Clay Hall. Hi, Dan Menigan. How are you?
I am well. The rain has passed. The winds
didn't
were
so... Didn't it feel good?
How windy was it by you?
It was a little bit windy. We're a month off on the weather. Let's be honest. Everything just seems to have shifted a little bit. And so I think we're really lucky that this is really the first bad weather we've had, I think, this fall. And it's been a great... I mean, we went through an entire high school football season, regular season, without really having a cold Friday night. There weren't any this year. Compared to... I'm thinking back even... 3 years ago, it was like, chilly and just cold and nasty stuff coming down on Friday night. So hopefully the weather hangs out tonight for high school football first round of the playoffs tonight. So good luck to all those teams participating.
Oh, man, where I was on the west side, the wind was so much it blew over the no parking sign that was right next to us.
So you're allowed to park there now?
That'd be my guess.
Is it?
Either that or it took everything in me not to park the car when I saw it this morning and take the sign. But I was like, eh. You're 37. That's too old.
All right, so we're looking
at old to steal parking signs.
We're looking at tonight partly cloudy and windy, low of about 42. So if you're out and about and you're trick or treating with the kids, or you're hanging out in the driveway having a few libations with your neighbor, which always seems to be fun. I think that's the thing I like about Halloween. It's not even about the costumes or the candy. It's about hanging out with your neighbor, seeing some friends for a while, and you know just chilling in the neighborhood, because I don't know. We don't spend a lot of time doing that. So
not about the costumes and the candy.
It really isn't. Not for me. It is not when you get old. Well, I mean, yeah, and old is 19, now. Kids. Sorry, I hate to tell you that. Or 21. Let's make it 21.
Yeah, you're older now.
Yeah, but you get to just chill, you know? I don't know. I was walking through Playhouse Square this morning. A lot of people are dressed up down here. It's kind of fun. I like it.
It's a blast. There's no downside to any of these things.
I do have to make a confession to start the show.
Oh, no. Are you empty bowl guy? Are you already telling me you're going to go empty bowl?
No, I'm not going empty bowl.
Okay.
So, you know, I was at the store about a week ago, and I was going to pick up a giant bag of candy, right? Of just like, you know, you're like, you're good for tonight. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to back off on this because I know my wife is going to do this too, and then we're going to end up with double candy, right?
Right.
Happens all the time. So this year, I made the smart play and didn't pick up any candy. And what happened the next day as I walked into the house, what do we have? Giant bag of candy and Rice Krispie treats, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, somebody opened up the Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been Tropical Storm. And then Dad noticed that they were open, right?
Well, exactly. Now, hey, you're not the first one who did it. It's the same thing with, like, you know, the minute you see the light turn yellow and you kind of have the guy in front of you hit the gas.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the yellow light, 100%.
Yeah.
So I may have been chastised a little bit this morning because that box of 40 between Tropical Storm and myself was probably down to about 7.
Damn, good on you.
And I'm like, is that really what a kid, do you want a Rice Krispie treat or do you want candy?
Oh, Rice Krispie treats are so good. I love them.
They're the greatest invention ever.
Oh,
one of the greatest inventions ever.
My world.
So I got busted. And so then I had to run out. I had to wake up early this morning, go find a store that was open and replenish the Rice Krispie treats. But why should I be yelled at for what Tropical Storm was doing?
Exactly.
It's not like I ate 30 plus those. And he's a growing boy.
I agree.
But I you know, so here I am out and about while everyone else is getting ready to do the show. I'm out trying to find Rice Krispie, right? I mean, it wasn't very hard to find
him. Officer, the guy behind me ran the yellow too. What am I tell you?
But I kind of debated it a little bit. I shouldn't have. I didn't eat them. I ate a couple. I did. It's bad. I think you really have to wait until like at least 2-3 days before Halloween to buy the candy.
Oh, you're
because otherwise you're going
to
eat it.
Either that, or one member of the house has to hide it. That's the only other way that it works. Is you've got to hide it. And basically make it so that nobody else on this in that house has any idea where the candy could possibly be hidden. Other way it works.
So I got busted. Just being honest. Yeah, confession.
We've got it hidden. The lady friend hid it in the house, and I still don't know where it is.
But did you look for it? That's the question.
No, not really.
You didn't?
I haven't been looking.
If you stumbled upon it, would you have eaten it?
No, because
you would have. No, don't be a liar.
No, I got adult candy that I'm not going to hand out. I got better candy.
What do you mean adult candy?
I got the lady friend's sister works at Ghirardelli
and hooked
us up.
I thought you were going to say you were handing out adult candy.
No.
You know
I'm
going with that, now legal. Yes.
We're not that kind of house.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
We're not
it's legal.
Yet.
I mean, it's not. It's not
legal.
It's not that it's legal. It's decriminalized.
It's got to come with a warning label.
All right, let's go back to the big story of the day.
Like the Browns, they have to come with a warning label.
Do you want to play Charles Robinson's cut, or should I just kind of lay it out for you here?
You know what? Let's just play it.
Friend of the show, Charles Robinson, said this.
So, on 102.5 The Game down in Nashville, was asked about the trade deadline, had this to say.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high-ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones, that, you know, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett, and Howie'd give up like 3 first round picks for him, which, you know, if it's coming for the Eagles, those are 3 late firsts. So it's like even arguable when you get through the draft process, you know, how many first round grades do you really have? Maybe you have between 14 and 18 in a typical year. And that means that if you're drafting in the late 20s, early 30s, you're not even getting a player that's really considered on your board unless you're lucky. But yeah, so that's kind of like this rumor that's out there that, hey, like Howie would really love a shot at him. But again, I was told by the Browns, they're not interested in moving him.
All right. Something like 3 first round picks. You walking away from that? If you can figure out the cap gymnastics around the whole thing and eating it and knowing that you have 2 first round picks next year and that you're probably looking at a third for next year and 2 for the next 2 years on top of yours. And I just think it's you're 2-6, kids. You're 2-6. And I am never, ever, ever in favor of trading great talent. But yesterday I kind of convinced myself when I started looking back at the Joe Carter trade, when I started thinking about Bartolo Colon trade. And I was like, wow, man, like those two trades, the impact of giving up a major player to bring back some riches and some rewards on the other side of it. I mean, so those trades for the Indians / Guardians still in some ways, I'm sure you can track back, are paying dividends for the franchise and the organization. Are you willing to sit here and have that 0-16, 0-17, or 1-16 feeling again, 1-15, sorry, feeling again for the rest of this year to say to yourself, man, if Philly's willing to give up 3 first-round picks, you still got to get out from under the contract. You still got to get out from under Deshaun's contract. How many of these guys are going to be here? I feel really good about the rookie class that's here right now. Maybe they are the leaders of the future. I still don't know how I feel about letting the front office pick anybody. But this year they seem to have done a little bit of a turnaround, although they will be haunted by the two quarterbacks that they drafted in this, no matter what. You know, the rest of the draft outside of the quarterbacks seems like they've had winners, like winner, 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 right? And so you're going to look at that down the road, and you're still going to judge it based on the quarterbacks. And if I should say haunted, if either one of these quarterbacks doesn't work out, you're saying, well, why'd we waste that third-round pick again? Why'd we waste that fifth-round pick? For whatever it's worth. The problem with the Eagles on this, and you know, you and I were talking about it, if you send Myles Garrett to the Eagles, they're going to land at least in the Final Four, right? I mean, I don't think that that's... They're in the NFC Championship game, right? Is that...
Probably somewhere in there. Yeah, unless the offense craters, which is on the table.
All right, so let's just say, worst case scenario, they're not. They're what, quarterfinals?
Right.
So
they'll
now
they'll make the playoffs.
You're looking at a draft pick, a first-round draft pick on the other side of 25.
Probably, yes.
So I think that's a fair assessment. And are you looking at a first-round draft pick on the other side of 25 for the next 3 years? Yeah,
probably,
you are.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. And you're looking at, I mean, essentially, you're looking at, and I'm just kind of doing the math, you know, say you did do a deal with Philly and you wanted to let him go. So you're looking at your first-round pick. You're looking at the
Jags
other first.
One.
Jags. Then you'd have the Eagles. And let's be honest, your second-round pick
pretty darn high.
It will be high, too. So, I mean, there are two different ways to look at it, right? You're essentially looking at, like, where you're looking at, you're probably looking at 4 picks in the top 35. Is that fair?
Makes sense, yeah.
Okay, 4 picks in the top 35. You don't think you can change this thing around pretty quick?
You can reboot this roster in a hurry. You can. So, for those of you asking... on the cap side of things, Jack Duffin does an awesome job for the Orange and Brown Report covering the cap.
Okay.
And he's got a piece out on Myles Garrett. You can give it a read if you want. I'll give you the cliff notes. Okay. Basically, yes, you can do that. Your dead cap number for this year would be $19.6 million. For next year, it would be $41 million. So, yes, you can do this. It would not... It would hinder you, but it would not bury you. Like, you can do this. Now, the question that I've kicking around in my head is the one that you laid out, which is, all right, so these picks are probably going to be 25 and below. Can I package those kind of picks and move up to get my guy? Can I package them to get my quarterback? Does that entice one of these teams
more? You have 4 picks in the top 35, you could walk your way up to number one. And you know, I don't think you have to give up all of them either to do
it. If you're head over heels for one of those guys.
Yeah.
Or you do the roster rebuild the other direction, because there's two ways to do this. One of them is get my quarterback and then figure it out around the quarterback. The second one is build everything else and then drop my quarterback in it. This would set you up to go either direction.
The other part of this too, and let's bring this up in the next segment. If you're Andrew Berry, are you pulling the trigger on this? This is a... If you could do this, and again, remember, it's like winning the lottery. Okay, I have heard that before. I've also heard coaches aren't going to get fired, and then they get fired the next day, right? I mean, how often do we hear stuff like that? So whether you want to believe it or not, if you're sitting there at Andrew Berry's desk, and the Eagles call and say, let's make this work, we got 3 first-rounders, and who knows what else, for Myles Garrett, you're 2-6, and you're trying to figure out the future of the franchise. Are you pulling the trigger on it? Are you? Would you do it? 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett if Myles doesn't want to be here. That's the other part of it, because he's got the no-trade part of it, too. Myles would have to obviously say, I don't want to be here anymore. which he did around the Super Bowl. Does anyone remember that? And it wasn't because of us, the fans. It was because of the way things looked like they were going. Are they still going in the same direction that was explained to him when he signed the deal? I know there's all kinds of talk to say this isn't happening, but Charles Robinson saying, hey, look, there's some smoke on this. Is there fire? I don't know. What would you do? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Happy Halloween, everybody. Off weekend. Scary to think the Browns have no chance of losing this weekend. I can enjoy that for a second. Right? You too?
Life's a matter of perspective.
That is. Life is a matter of perspective.
Life's a matter of perspective.
He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. Jeff has the day off. We laid it out for you last segment, and it's what Charles Robinson, who's a friend of the show, said. I don't know. Maybe we'll play that again just to make sure everybody's got it. So Charles Robinson, because I had walked away from this probably yesterday and Wednesday, where I was like, there's just no way Miles is getting traded. This isn't happening. And, you know, I could understand it if Miles wanted it. I could see the Browns kind of not. I don't know that the Browns are going to get backed into a corner, but I don't think they ever want to get backed into a corner again, because I think Baker backed them into a corner. Don't you? You with me on that or no? Like,
yes.
I think
Baker put them in a really, really crummy situation.
Yeah.
And they put themselves in said crummy situation on top of Baker putting them into that
situation. Yeah. I don't think Baker would have put them in the situation, but they put them.
Right.
And they knew what they were dealing with Baker at the time. Like, they've watched him do this. They watched him do it in college, right? And I'm going to go find somewhere else. And he was but the thing about him was he was willing to take a financial hit to say, I want out of here. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
He
very much was done.
So, you know, and if Miles is very much done, which we haven't heard a word from him since he's
left. No, we haven't heard a single thing come out of that building besides the fact that from multiple reports, they are not trading Miles Garrett. That's the only thing we have heard in the bye week that has come out of that building.
Again, though, all reports, right? And things change. I mean, the truth is only until you walk off the dais. Mm-hmm. And the truth can change once you take one step off of there. So you never know. And, you know, we all heard the line earlier, you got a better chance of winning the lottery than getting Miles Garrett out. Okay. I think it'd be really difficult to sit in that general manager's chair if someone was offering you 3 first-round picks for him, though. It'd be difficult, especially being on the other side of it at one point where you let 3 first-round picks go. I mean, and Andrew finds himself in a weird position, too. If he does trade Miles Garrett, he has the burden of being whether he had anything to do with it or not, or whether he takes partial or full or any responsibility for the Deshaun Watson deal. He would be the guy on the end of, oh, my God, that trade for Deshaun Watson was horrible. And then he would also be accredited with trading Miles Garrett, letting a Hall of Famer go. I don't know where you want to say he is in his career at this point, but you would also be the guy that traded Miles Garrett.
I would say tail end of his prime would probably be the best way to put it. And by the way, that tail end might still be 2 more years.
Yeah.
You know, father time is going to come a call on at some point.
So
that's nothing against him. That's just life.
Both of those theories have to go through your head. 216-474-0092. The question is simple. Would you do it if Philly, and you could, and we talked about it, and you talked about, you know, it was Jack Duffin that had the.
Yeah. Who said in there that, yes, it can happen. You can do it against with the cap hits and all of that stuff and be fine. Andy, I'd do it. I would do it in a minute. And the only reason that I say that I would do this 100% in a minute is because right now, the trajectory of this team, which direction is the arrow pointing?
Well,
what do you think?
How?
Just off the top of your head, knee-jerk reaction. Which direction is the arrow pointing? You can go up, you can go parallel, or you can go down. Which direction are you pointing? Or straight ahead, I should
say. For this year, I think it's flat line. I mean, I'm not trying to say that. I mean, are we talking about this season or big picture?
Big picture, trajectory of this team with the roster that's right here. Is the arrow pointing up? Is the arrow pointing straight ahead? Or is the arrow pointing down? The arrow to me is pointing down, which means
I would agree with you. I would say the arrow is pointing down, but let's just say you decide you're going to make this trade, right? You want to, you're going to trade Miles Garrett and you've got a dam in front of you and you know the water is coming through holes in the dam, right? So you got four holes of medium size, and now you're going to leave those four holes there, and you are going to break half the dam in half. Well, I shouldn't say that. You're going to make a significant hole by trying to replace Myles Garrett. That's
what you are doing right now.
Are you buying enough cement to not only patch them up, but give yourself a second wall that if the first wall complete, you know what I'm saying? Is that what you think you're getting?
What I'm doing,
you're killing the dam. Yeah,
it's completely breaking the dam.
You're breaking the dam
because I think you could turn this around really quick with the picks that are in front of you. I think you move Myles Garrett. I don't think Alex Wright or Isaiah McGuire are of that caliber, but I think you can find guys who might not be Hall of Famers in Myles Garrett who can come help you. You can find your veteran left tackle. You can find your wide receiver. You can find maybe help rebuild the line with your guards and that kind of stuff with everything you got going for you. Not to mention that tail end of the first round pick is actually really valuable because you got teams that want to trade for it. If you got a team who's kind of 75-25 on a quarterback, they'll trade up into the bottom of that first round to go get that guy so they get the fifth-year option.
You're talking about Philly, right? Huh? You're talking about the Philly, what would probably be the Philly pick, yeah.
Which means I can get even more if I really want to. This roster, to me, needs to be rebuilt. And if you do this move, now all of a sudden, you can rebuild this thing however you want. If I'm Andrew Berry and I've got an assurance from the front off and from the powers that be, and again, if I'm Andrew Berry and I have an assurance from the powers that be, it is really tempting for me not to look at this and say, yes, let's do it. Because again, I go get my wide receiver. I go get my left tackle. I could go get my quarterback. I could go find another pass rusher who might not be as good as Myles Garrett. Of course he won't. Myles Garrett is Reggie White reincarnated. Like, he's insane. He's unbelievable to watch. But again, if I could turn one blue chip into three red chips, that's pretty good. You can live with that. You'd be pretty happy with that.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's been a weird year for Miles anyway, right? He got the money. He stopped talking to the media. And now you're back at this, it sets a record for 5 sacks. You're going to go back and look at history and say, if they trade him on Tuesday, you're going to be like, yeah, the guy set the franchise record for single game sacks. And then you traded him?
Yeah, because your franchise needed to pre-build.
That really sounds crazy.
You went through this with Joe Thomas.
But Joe stayed.
Joe stayed. But you went through this with Joe Thomas. You had a Hall of Fame left tackle and a roster around the Hall of Fame left tackle that lacked talent. You're doing it right now with Myles Garrett. You have a Hall of Fame all-timer, first team 2010s all-time player in Myles Garrett. But around him is a good defense, starting to slip a little bit from what it looks like.
You mean 2020s, right? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, sorry, 2020. Said the wrong thing.
2010s, I was like, what?
Time is a flat circle. I apologize. Thank you for correction.
No worries.
Defense is starting to slip a little bit. Let's be real honest with ourselves. And the offense needs a jolt. You need wide receiver talent. You need speed. You need guys who can get open. You need a quarterback. You need offensive line help. You need to reboot this thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd be really tempted, Andy.
There's another way to look at it, too. Tempted. I mean, this could change everyone's perspective on Andrew Berry if he does pull the trigger and it works and he stays. Then he's the guy that had the you-know-whats to do the deal here to make up for a bad deal that haunted him earlier in his career.
It turns into the Herschel Walker trade for you. You know, Herschel Walker, the Vikings make the move for Herschel Walker. You get all the picks. The Cowboys turn around and turn that into Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, so on and so forth. The dynasty begins.
Chuck is in Cleveland. Hey, Chuck.
How are you, Chuck?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm good. Late. We're kicking this around, and only because Charles Robinson brought it back up.
That jerk.
Yeah, well, I would have traded Miles before the season even started for 5 good draft picks. So, of course, you do it now. But the problem is you don't let the guys that couldn't restructure the team try it again. I want a new GM and a new coach and 5 draft picks for Miles. And I wouldn't even be afraid of trading Denzel Ward.
So Chuck, the only thing I'm with you. And this would work out if Andrew Berry was the one who decided to make those picks, because it would only sweeten the pot for this deal. It would only make this job more appealing to the top-tier GM candidates, right? To be able to walk in and go, all right, you've got your first, you got the Jacksonville first, and you're looking at 2 or 2 to 3 Philadelphia Eagle first. I mean, my goodness.
Right, let me ask both of you guys there. How does that work? I mean, the trade deadline's on Tuesday. So someone's got to pull the trigger on that. What are you going to fire the GM today and have Jimmy Haslam, consummate the deal and let him? How else would you do that?
You could let Barry finish the trade, but you don't let him pick the new guys. He got lucky. I won't say lucky, but he got fortunate this year with his best draft. But it was soured by picking a Dillon Gabriel instead of an offensive lineman or a wide receiver. Let's be honest. It's ridiculous. Fantasy football GMs could do a better job.
Chuck, thank you. Chuck in Cleveland.
Yeah, fantasy football GMs typically aren't trying to look 5 yards down or 5 years down the road as well. It's a little different, but I get what he's saying.
Ben in Garfield Heights. Hi, Ben.
How are you, Ben?
Hey, thanks for the line, guys.
Thank you.
Just to kind of tie this in with what you said about the Indians trades from years ago, Joe Carter was traded for Sandy Alomar and Carlos Baer, got 2 really good prospects, not drafted.
Yeah, James was in. I mean, it was a good trade. I mean, all the way around.
Yeah, Bartolo Colon traded for Grady Sizemore, Cliff Lee, Brandon Phillips, and there was a fourth.
Lee Stevens.
Another great trade, but good young prospects. To my point, we don't trade him for three late firsts. We trade him for either one of their best young O-linemen or one of their best young D-linemen in 2 firsts. I want a solid young player.
I like that
and
idea.
Then I'll take 2 firsts if they can do it. I don't think that can happen next week because, they're already going towards the Super Bowl. But maybe in the offseason we could do something like that.
All right, Ben.
If you want to do a move like that, I think you have to wait to the offseason to do it. But I like that idea better of trying to trade for something that can help me immediately and then a couple of draft picks that can go with it. The problem is,
I mean, immediately, if you're bringing in all these other picks and you know you have picks next year that you're still looking 2-3 years down the road, you're saying,
if you toss in, and the Eagles won't do it, all right? I'm just going to flat say this right now. The Eagles will not do this. If you toss in Jalen Carter and go 2 first-round picks, now you're having a conversation. Like, that's one of those where it's like, all right, we're calling in everybody, coming from Aruba. Let's go. We need to have a meeting. Hit on the Zoom. We got to talk about this trade deal. That's one of those type of things where it's Jalen Carter and 2 ones, and okay, now we're talking.
All right, you heard what Charles Robinson said. You know, there's smoke. I don't know. There's a fire. There's smoke. Talking about the Eagles being hot and heavy for Myles Garrett. They were the first time this came around. And, you know, he kicked out their 3 first-round picks. Would you do it? Then the question becomes, where are you going with Andrew Berry on that, right? And, like, do you want him to make those picks as they come to fruition? Or, I mean, could it change your whole perception of him? It's super interesting to think about, especially when your team is 2-6. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff is off today. We've got some big guests coming up a little bit later. Jimmy Watkins from Cleveland.com is going to join us at high noon. Tim May at 1 o'clock. And then we'll talk a little bit more Ohio State, Penn State as we get a little bit deeper into the show. Kind of a weird Friday with no quick predicts or 2 keys in a lock. I got to tell you, I feel empty.
I feel empty. Right. I feel like we needed a break. I feel like we needed to take 5.
There was a part of me that was going to make an argument with you before the show that we should do quick predicts with Ohio State, Penn State tomorrow.
This Brown season has needed a break. We all needed the bye. This feels like, you know, when the 3-day weekend hits and we all look at each other and go, God, we needed this. That's what this feels like. This bye week feels like the 3-day weekend. God, we needed this.
That's a good point. I'll buy into that. This notion that Charles Robinson put out there about the Eagles offering or would be willing to, right? He didn't say it was a done deal. The Eagles aren't actually saying anything.
There is smoke from other executives.
Other executives saying that the Eagles would be willing to offer 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. First up, the easy part is, would you do that? And so far, we haven't heard anybody say no.
Yeah, it is funky. I would have thought we'd have a bunch of people calling and saying, no,
you guys out of your mind?
You don't trade Hall of Fame Garrett, players.
Come on.
Yeah.
No.
We're not in the business of trading Hall of Fame players, which is maybe a pretty good argument.
Maybe we are. So let's talk about the ramifications of this. Let's go both ways on it, right? Okay?
Okay.
They don't do it. Does that hang over Andrew Berry's head?
No. No, because it's perfectly understandable.
I keep going back and thinking about baseball trades. Like, you know, could have had Pedro Martinez if you traded Jared Wright. Is that what you're sitting on here? Look at that.
Right? No. Because I can't even blame him for the Jarrett Wright thing. Like, yes, 2020 being hindsight, yes, you could have done that. Like, we didn't think that Jarrett Wright would blow out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it looks differently now. You know, hindsight is always the benefit. But I could easily see them being like, dude, we're not trading Hall of Fame players in their prime. Like, I could easily see that being the idea behind them not making that move, and everybody going, okay, I kind of get it. In the same way we all looked at Joe Thomas here and said, we're not trading Hall of Fame players in their prime. And we went, okay, I get it.
Although they were at the tail end, they were willing to make a deal with him if he wanted it. Again,
thank goodness for that fax machine.
All right, take the – yeah.
Thank goodness for that fax machine.
Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with Miles.
Or was that just AJ McCarron?
Was just McCarron.
Well, and I think Joe Thomas also ran into a fax machine type of situation.
No, Joe said, don't do it. Joe asked if he wanted the trade to Denver.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the opportunity to get into the playoff hunt. Do you want to do it?
You're right.
Joe said no. Look at the other side. If he does pull the trigger, what does that mean for Andrew Berry? If it's even there to be pulled, let's be honest.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Believe it means that he might. Do you want him to be the one to orchestrate a rebuild? I'm so 50-50 on this because this last draft was really good, but the drafts before
I'm
that
more 40-60. I'm more 40-60. Sorry,
you are okay. Convince
the,
me.
The other part here's the other part of it, the 60 part of it that is, who are you bringing in? Yeah, it's so easy to sit here and say, well, let's get rid of Kevin Stefanski. Oh, let's get rid of Andrew Berry. Oh, let's do this. Like, and then you have to ask yourself on the other side, like, who's coming in?
It's front office executives. So you're always like, I don't know how many people are calling up the sports talk radio station.
I mean, if it was me, I'm just telling you, if it was me, Dorsey would have never left. Dorsey would have still been here.
The Freddie Kitchens hire was, yeah. I would have liked to have seen him do one more after the Freddie Kitchens hire because that was a clunker. But at least they realized that was a clunker. I love what the Colts have done with the way that they've built. I am somebody who builds the entire roster and then drops the quarterback in because I think that's a more foolproof scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thinking goes closer to what the Colts did. So whoever the number two is behind Chris Ballard might be somebody I would circle. I mean, of course, that Niners tree, I got a feeling, is pretty thin. I think the Les Snead trade is probably with the Rams. I think that's pretty thin at this point, too. That would be somebody I would look at. I don't want anybody from Green Bay.
The problem with letting guys go, like, why didn't Chud get another year, right? Like, I'm not trying to go back to 2013 for a second, but I will. And they let Chud go. I know it was a 4-12 season, right? But they let him go. And then they had no plan. And, you know, they brought in Mike Pettine. And all we ever heard about was Banner and Lombardi arguing left and right about what to do next.
But right? I always felt like
I think Jimmy was looking around going, why did I hire both of these guys?
While we're down memory lane here, you were in the middle of this. I was on the outside looking in at that point.
Okay.
I always thought Chud was hired because they were intrigued by bringing in North Turner and Ray Horton. I always thought that had more to do with it than Chud itself. Is that an accurate analysis or am I off base?
I maybe they just didn't know what they wanted to do after Pat. Again, okay. I don't know. I like Chud. I thought Chud, but who knows? Who was around to even know if you liked Chutt or not? They didn't really give him a chance. I think everyone was floored when they let him go at the end of the season. I mean, he got 1 year. And it's not about whether Chutt was good or not. It's the fact that they had no plan and no organization to figure out what they wanted to do for a head coach because they got left at the altar. And when it was all said and done, Mike Pettine was the last man standing. And Mike was the guy that said yes to the job. I mean, they bridesmaid out on that probably four or five times. Guys say, yeah, that's all right. I'm going to pass. Who passes on NFL head coaching jobs? Yep. But somehow, some way, they're like, oh, okay. And we got Mike Pettine. That's how that worked out.
A little bit of news. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The Jaguars are placing wide receiver cornerback Travis Hunter on IR because of a knee injury suffered in practice on Thursday, ooh. Liam Cohen says.
Yesterday? Mm-hmm. So he's done for at least 4 weeks. So
at least 4 weeks, Travis Hunter will be on out for the Jags.
Wow. Yeah. All right, so now does that make you feel better about the trade?
Oh, I don't want people getting hurt.
I don't want people getting hurt either, but
I'm not looking at that yet.
No, that's going to mess up some fantasy teams, huh?
Well, that for sure it will. Maybe hopefully Brian Thomas can start catching balls for him.
Let me circle back because I know we're talking about the coaching thing, but you know, with Andrew Berry, if he would choose to pull the trigger on this, what does that mean for his impact on the organization?
My guess would be he'd have to have some kind of assurance, right? Because you don't make a move like that unless you get some kind of assurance. Like,
I don't know, man. The owner walks down the general manager's office and says, make that move. You're making the move or you're fired. I don't know if there's any other. If the owner comes down and says, go get me Deshaun Watson, you go get him Deshaun Watson. Right. If the owner comes downstairs and says, Andrew, this is an opportunity to rebuild the franchise and the organizations. I'm signing the checks around here. Make the deal. I love Miles, but let's let him go. And then you're Andrew, you got a choice. You're like, well, am I going to sit here and listen to somebody who doesn't have the same background as me, but just writes the checks? Yep, going to do it. You know, again, he'd be sitting on the mountain of, I traded Myles Garrett and I also traded for Deshaun Watson. That's his legacy, his history.
Yep.
If he pulled the deal on a deal like Charles Robinson saying.
Well, and not to mention, then you got to, you know, if you want to be a GM again in this league, you're going to have to sit there and answer the questions as to why it happened.
Well, then you have to wonder, will they give him a pass because of where he was, if it doesn't work and how it happened? And again, if you're an owner and you walk down to the general manager's office and say,
exactly,
do this, I think most teams know what's going on.
Exactly.
Do I think Andrew would land in somebody else's front office?
Probably.
As an assistant quickly? Yes.
Probably.
Or maybe if something else was open. I mean, you just never know.
The other one I would look to maybe for front office would be Seattle. Seattle turned that thing around pretty quick, too. That'd be another one I'd look to.
Everybody turns it around quickly. We're the only ones that don't.
Well, I mean, Washington was down in the dumps for a good period of time.
Guess what? Well, they figured it out.
The Giants are still out in the wilderness.
It's New York.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
You got other options. You can be miserable with the Jets or be miserable with the Giants.
I mean, the Jets are wandering in the wilderness, too.
Ooh, let's do this one. Jim's in Philly. Jim, you want to do that deal? You're willing to give up three picks?
Hey, guys. Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little perspective. I pulled up your show on Odyssey.
Cool.
And,
good job.
I like your show. It's a great show. I listened to the last half hour, 20 minutes. I don't know the whole perspective of your front office except for what you guys have been saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really get into that, and I understand what you're saying, but I thought you'd like to hear the Philly side of it, and I've been listening since yesterday when this broke out of Philly.
Sure.
So the overwhelmingly, the giving three first-round picks, people would do it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Myles Garrett's looked at in Philly. Everybody agrees, best end in football. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. They're saying he's like the next Reggie White, and you know how big that was in Philly?
Yeah, they're saying he's
the Philly.
Yep.
You know, just as good. Now, the dynamic in Philly is we've got two issues. You've got Jalen Carter and A.J. Brown.
Right.
Contract coming up for both. A.J. Brown's been a little bit of a problem the last couple of weeks. Different tweets saying stuff out. He's not making people love him again, for sure. Jalen Carter didn't come into camp in shape. He's having an okay year. Is he getting a huge contract next year before his third year? Are they going to offer him, you know, $40 million like they did Myles Garrett? People are saying no. They're going to hold off and wait to see what he does. They're not going to do it a year ahead of time.
So, and there's no way. I heard you one caller say, well, they would want somebody like Jalen Carter and two picks. That there's no way that's happening. They're purely looking at this like, hey, we can get go after a second Super Bowl in a row because of Myles Garrett. People feel like 100% that would be why he would be brought in. And he's 20. I believe you guys said he's 29 now. Is that right?
Yeah. 28,
okay, 20. So 28, 29, he's got 5 years on the contract. So that's a lot of money. But they think he's worth it. That's the opinion I'm hearing in Philly. So I just wanted to listen to hear what you guys were thinking. It was interesting to take, you know, you guys definitely could rebuild with the picks. And but it would also, in the future, it's going to hurt. It would actually hurt Philly with some of the contracts signings that have Cooper, DeGene, and Mitchell coming up.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the perspective.
Yep. God, DeGene and Mitchell are so good.
Yeah, he'll be 30 next month, man. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting. I want to take him the other way.
I was going to say, it's always right around
I'm like,
Christmas.
I know he's got a birthday coming up. Yeah, him and LeBron are always around the same time.
Yeah. So I agree with him. They wouldn't put that. It's part of the reason, like, you could daydream and go maybe Jalen Carter, but they're not going to put him in there because they think they can win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years. And it's one of those, they're probably looking around going, man, if we walk out of this run with 2 to 3 Super Bowls, I think our fans will get over not having those picks.
And you know, Miles also would have to agree to this. That's the other part of it. What would that mean with, you know, Miles' legacy of being a Cleveland Brown? Does that matter? Because there's no Super Bowl that goes with it. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best. best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.